Hello, Mike.
Hey, Jay.
We took a break. We're back. And we're back to give you the news. We have a ton of news you can't abuse this week, guys. Marvel posted tons of stuff.
So much news. We were supposed to be doing something else. We were supposed to be talking about which Marvel movie, TV shows would be better as a movie. But so much news has erupted. We cannot wait. We got to do it now.
We can't. And like,
it's a whole news you can abuse show.
Yeah, and it's good news, too. Yeah. I mean, I think Mike and I thought that we'd have a little break or a big break this year, but we've got have some stuff to cover, 100%.
Right.
One thing we didn't cover for a variety of reasons is the Madame Web movie that Sony put out. We wish Sony would stop putting out these subpar movies.
Yeah.
They are not good. They are terrible, actually.
Haven't even considered watching that.
And, like, Sony, like, all you have to do is rent out this stuff to Marvel, and you'll still make the same amount of money. I'm not really sure what they're doing.
Make more, maybe.
Yeah, make more. But anyway, we got news you can abuse. We got the cast for Fantastic Four is out. The X-Men trailer for X-Men 97 cartoon trailer came out this week. The new Deadpool trailer came out. And there's a whole new outline of what is coming out and when. So we got a whole new thing to look at, a whole new thing to talk about, lots of stuff to talk about. Mike, let's go first. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four. Pedro Pascal will be Mr. Fantastic. Do you know who Pedro Pascal is?
He's right? The Mandalorian.
He also was in The Last of Us. He's also been in a ton of movies. I think he's just like, I'll do whatever movie you want. I don't care. Once I saw this, actually a picture of the Fantastic Four. You can go to our link in the show notes. There's an artist
illustration, right?
Illustration of the Fantastic Four. And once I saw him in the Fantastic Four outfit, I was like, yeah, he can be Mr. Fantastic.
You were saying he needs a beard. He doesn't really have a strong beard. And one he's got like a scraggly beard, and the other he doesn't really have much of anything.
Yeah, I mean, I like the beard look. I think he looks pretty strong in it. He looks pretty solid. I'm curious. He has a little gray tints in his hair that they put in, which I think is also good. So I'm okay.
He has natural hair.
And he has a muscular type of frame that I enjoy. Like, if he's going to be stretchy, then like that frame that he has in the illustration looks good. So right. I kind of dig that he has that kind of.
Oh, he's going to be stretchy.
Can they make him look good stretchy? We'll see.
Sure.
I don't know. You think that more than I do. Next up, and this is kind of this is what I don't know much about. That's the Ebon Moss Bachrock. Yeah, who is he, Mike?
He's I first saw him in The Bear. He's really good. He's one of the, you know, it's an ensemble cast, but he's one of the core casts in there. And then I saw him in Andor, and it took me like a couple of episodes before I stopped seeing him as his character from The Bear and Andor, and just saw him as the guy in Andor. I think he'll be good. Yeah.
People like him. I think people were more receptive to him than anything else. Now, remember, there might be some flashbacks and stuff of him, but he's going to be in the thing quite a bit in the movie. There is, if you look at the artist rendering, if you look, there's a photo of him as an astronaut. And the thing, Ben Grimm is an astronaut in the show, in the comics. I'm curious to see if they all got their powers from the same accident or not. In the comics, they went into a spaceship, they flew into space, they hit a cosmic wave of cosmic energy, and they came down to Earth with powers. That's how it happened in the comics.
So that's kind of what happened to Jean Grey in the Dark Phoenix.
Jean Grey. Yeah, no, it's pretty close, Mike. Pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty good. But in the Ultimate Fantastic Four comic, it was a lot different. And I hope they go the original route and not the ultimate route. That's my
This is what I don't like.
The Invisible Woman will be Vanessa Kirby.
No idea who this is. Why don't you like that?
She's been in Mission Impossible movies. She's been in, I think, two Mission Impossible movies. Yeah. She was in The Crown.
Who's she in Mission Impossible?
She was an arms broker.
Okay. All right.
She played in The Crown. She was the sister of the queen in The Crown. She's been in a couple other things. She has this thing about her where she does a lot of facial stuff. Like, she likes to look at, she likes to use her eyes to, like, play with the screen. Like, so for example, she'll say something and stare at the screen or stare at someone to kind of give it importance. Or she'll, like, use her eyebrows to kind of twist. Like,
are you saying that she overacts?
Yeah. Yeah, she does overact, actually. Not that I think about it. No, that's exactly what she's doing. And plus, also, too, her whole thing is, like, she's, like, sexy. Like, I'm sexy. I'm Vanessa Kirby. I'm sexy.
Okay.
And, like, that is not Sue Storm. That's not her. Sue Storm doesn't do that.
I don't remember this woman from the Impossible Mission movies. So.
Have you seen all of them up to date?
Of course.
She was in the last one for sure.
Don't remember her.
Okay, you should. Wow, how could you not remember her?
Was she the main girl?
No, she was the blonde girl that was selling the AI technology to the United States.
Okay, all right.
Well, we all know that Mike watches shows.
And she's like a background actor to me.
Half asleep. So Mike probably fell asleep at some point when he was watching
the show. Yeah.
Vanessa Kirby will be fine.
I don't recognize her face is what I'm saying. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, Vanessa Kirby will be fine. But hopefully she's going to have a little more gravitas to her. Because Sue Storm's got a certain thing going on. And it's not sex appeal. That's never what she was about. The Human Torch is played by Joseph Quinn. Do you know anything about Joseph Quinn?
He's from Stranger Things. He was in the most recent season of Stranger Things. He played a dungeon master.
Oh. Wait.
He was one of the kids in high school, and he was a dungeon master for the kids in high school.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't watch that, so I don't know.
And he shreds the air guitar at one point.
Oh, okay. Well, people like him.
People like him, yeah.
Yeah, there is your Fantastic Four, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, your initial thoughts?
I mean, it's a cast. I know 3 out of 4 of the people in the cast. They all seem good.
Did you see the promo art?
Seems like people are saying this is going to be set in the 60s.
Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. And this is something we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
My real concern is that the success of Loki and the TVA made Marvel think, okay, we're going to use the TVA as a storytelling element, and then we're going to do some time travel stuff.
Mm.
We already saw it in Deadpool, which we'll get back in a second. But if this is based in the 60s, I don't like the idea that there was a secret superhero family in the 60s that no one remembers in the current MCU. I don't think they won't do that. I don't see the current MCU ever talking about the Fantastic Four in the 60s when we had lots of stuff already going on with all that stuff. I think this is a different universe, and somehow they're going to come into the current MCU universe somehow.
I don't like that.
Well, I don't like it either, but
Do they have to come into our universe? Can't they just be in their own?
Yeah, but the interconnectedness is what we've all loved about the
Marvel Universe. That's what you loved. A lot of people are getting fed up with it. A lot of people are tired of it.
Well, I don't care. Because, like, what's the point of having an interconnected universe if you don't have people
interconnected? Well, so were the Fantastic Four highly interconnected with the rest of the Marvel stuff?
Very much so, yes.
I mean, the cartoons, I don't remember them really being that interconnected.
Well, I mean, they're called the Marvel's First Family. That's what they're called. Okay. So, like, just because Marvel and Disney Plus couldn't get
Spider-Man couldn't get their act together, join up with them a lot.
Yes, 100%. Really? In fact, Amazing Spider-Man #1. Guess who co-starred in that episode in that comic? It was the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Spider-Man is very big friends with Fantastic Four, particularly Johnny Storm. They're actually almost best friends.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't need them to be interconnected at all. I'd be totally fine with a standalone Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, but here's the deal, I forget this a lot. Our podcast came out as a comic book expert with a non-comic book expert.
That's right. So yeah,
you know, the Fantastic Four is integral to the Marvel experience. Like, they, even though they have a hard time being translated in movies, and even the comics, hard to kind of pull off.
I thought the first movie with Chris Evans and Jessica Alba was pretty good.
It's okay. But the idea here is that the Fantastic Four is a key element of the rest of the Marvel Universe, in that, really? Mr. Fantastic, Sue, Johnny, and The Thing. I mean, The Thing and The Hulk have fought multiple times. It's a big deal.
Well, that would be cool.
You know, and like, Richards and Tony Stark they are a brain trust. You know, the Illuminati
has
Mr.
Dead.
Fantastic. But in the comics, Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man, Charles Xavier, they're connected as a cabal. So it would be a shame if this is an isolated piece of the universe that we don't get to see with the rest of the MCU. It'd just be a shame. If they want to do that because they think people are tired of it, that's fine. But I think I think they regret it long term. I really do think.
Well, the MCU is what, 19999, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is Earth 20,000.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but I would prefer having them interconnect. I think it's fun. But how they're going to interconnect, different story.
Yeah.
But we'll see in exactly 18 months, because this movie won't come out until July 2025. So we've got a long ways to go.
Probably going to have to double that just to see, like, because in their first movie, I think in the first movie it's just going to be them, especially if it's set in the 60s.
The first movie is definitely going to be them. And I've already,
so we'll have to wait like twice 18 months to see if they connect with the rest of the MCU, I think. Or the post-credit scene.
It would be a post-credit scene. And the thing is, Galactus and the Silver Surfer are supposed to be in here. This is interesting to me. I like the idea of Galactus showing up and the Fantastic Four lose. Like, that Galactus destroys our world and then Fantastic Four somehow get knocked into our universe, and then all of a sudden it's like they're here to try to save us from the same fate. I like that idea. It's a simple plot I just came up with. And so
be a good way to replace the multiverse saga.
Yeah, it would be. Even though I've heard rumors that the multiverse saga is still on the table.
No, kill that. Get that off the table.
Well, we got to talk about that because Deadpool's got some problems with that, don't we?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I've got a different take on that.
Anyway. I like the casting's fine. I'm sure Vanessa Kirby's gonna pull it off. I think that Pedro Pascal is a fine role. It's gonna be good. I think people are gonna be excited by it. And just the fact that you gotta wait so long for it to come out, I think that's good. I think that's a good thing.
Right. Okay.
All right. Next up, Mike, did you watch the X-Men 97 trailer?
I'm not entirely sure. I think I did, but I watched it on my phone. So I don't, you know. Oh, yeah. The most recognizable, like, theme song of all time.
Yeah, the trailer was perfect. The animation kind of called back to the old school X-Men, the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah.
I didn't remember in the old X-Men. I'm going to have to go back and watch the old X-Men cartoons, because I didn't know that Xavier died at the end of it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that.
So I gotta go back, but it starts back where the team does not have Professor Xavier, and they're having to do their own thing without him.
Yeah, picking up right where they left off.
Yeah, there's some hints to the government. There's some hints of Sentinels. We see Gambit jump on Wolverine's back and then energize Wolverine's claws, which looked really cool. Jean Grey's
Gambit,
pregnant,
super
which is
cool.
Going, yeah, yeah. Jean Grey's pregnant, which is going to be a disaster. That's going to turn out bad.
Come on.
It's always, come on. And then at the very end, it looks like Magneto is going to lead the team, or at least take over the team.
Magneto?
Interesting. Yeah, because at the end, the Professor X's last will and testament, gave everything to Magneto.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
We'll have to wait and see, but I'm excited. It comes out soon, right, Mike? When's it come out?
March 20th.
Yeah, man. So we're going... We are going to cover this. We're going to watch every episode one at a time.
So it's about a month away.
Talk about X-Men.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm also going to go back and watch all the old X-Men.
That's a good idea. But we might have a recap episode, but we aren't going to touch on all those episodes, of course.
No, we'll just watch. Yeah. It'd be good to have a recap episode before the actual X-Men come out.
Right.
X-Men 97 come out. So we'll watch all of them, and then we'll have a recap, and then we'll do...
it'd be fun. You're going to be doing the heavy lifting on that recap episode, just to let you know.
Yeah, my back hurts because I always carry
this. You know. The reason it's called X-Men 97 is because the original series ran from 92 to 97, and this is picking up right where they left off.
I have to watch 5 years of cartoons. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. it'll be great.
It'll be a good. Plus, right? Like good for binging, like several of them at once, and yeah.
It's all on Disney Plus too, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be fun. I'm super stoked. I think this is the kind of stuff that that Marvel and Disney Plus needs to be doing more animation stuff. And do you see, it's Marvel Animation.
Yeah, they have a new Marvel Animation. They have a
whole new studio
brand.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I like that. It's gonna be good. Next up, oh God.
I don't get it, dude.
Well, I've never watched a Deadpool movie.
Why?
The Deadpool trailer just came out, and Mike is upset that the TVA is back.
I'm not upset. I thought that was cool.
What were you talking about? What were you upset about?
Well, I'm not upset about anything with the Deadpool.
Well, you said you didn't get it. What didn't you get?
Oh, I don't get how you haven't seen the Deadpool movies.
Oh, I
why?
That form of humor isn't interesting to me.
He's like a big comic book character.
He's not really that big a comic book character. Not really. He's fine. I'm just not into it.
They're good movies.
I wouldn't say good.
They are good. Sure I've seen fine. Them. You haven't.
Anyway, the new Deadpool trailer for Deadpool
3 came They out. Are both better than average MCU movies if they were in the MCU.
And the TVA has recruited Deadpool to do work for them.
Yep.
When I saw the TVA in there, Mike, I was like, what?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought
we were done. I thought they were done, but no, the TVA is back in a vengeance. They had those guys with the wands,
mm-hmm.
the whole nine yards. It's a whole thing. That's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. And you know they filmed this movie when they were filming Loki season 2, so
mm-hmm.
That's probably some cool. They got the guy. Did you watch Succession, Mike?
Yeah, of course. They got Longins.
Yeah, they got the guy from Succession is in it, which is interesting. I didn't know he was British. Did you?
Yeah, he's British. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike, would you like? And then at the very end, we got a little hint of Wolverine. There wasn't much in this trailer.
Not a whole lot of Wolverine in the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot, but they probably want to save that for later.
Yeah.
There was some humor, there was some action. Yeah, there was some action. I just don't... What do you think, Mike? How'd you've watched Deadpool, you're a fan, you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really liked it. I think he will be Marvel Jesus.
But I also understand what's the story? What is going on?
And I think, of course, they're playing with us. They're telling us stuff that isn't true in the trailer, so it's kind of hard to figure it out. But here's my thing here's what I'm thinking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Loki season 2 put the lid on the coffin of the multiverse saga. Mm-hmm. Deadpool and Wolverine has the opportunity to put all the nails in the lid, including the final mm-hmm. nail. Of the multiverse saga. So this could be the end of the multiverse.
Mm.
It could be Deadpool Maybe. Coming in, much like he suggested in one of his previous movie, coming in and cleaning up all the timelines and putting a nail in it.
Maybe. But
this could be the end of the multiverse saga, and I hope it is. They put the lid on the coffin. Loki season 2 puts a lid on the coffin. And then it's up to Marvel to decide whether they want to nail it shut You know, I think Loki season two could either go two ways, right? It could either be, okay, Kang's gone, he's under control, we don't need to worry about him anymore. Or, you know, it could be that now we need to delve even further into it. Mm-hmm. Some people read it the other way. Some people watched Loki season two and said, oh, Multiverse Saga is still on. You and I watched it and said, oh, they're killing it.
Yeah, and like, I want to go over, I'm on IMDb, they have a cast, but like, I don't know if this is legit.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Garner is going to
I don't know how much of IMDb is fed by rumors, but that's one of the rumors, is that she's going to come back in and play, what's the character's name?
Elektra.
From the Deadpool movie with
Daredevil
movie. I'm sorry, Daredevil movie with the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Ben Affleck.
There you go.
Okay. Matthew McFadden, who played that guy in Succession, is called Mr. Paradox. I'm not sure if that's the name.
Apparently he's a real character from the comics that I don't know anything about.
Well, I have to do my research. Patrick Stewart is supposed to be in this. What? Like, no, there's no way Patrick Stewart is going to be in this. And of course, Hugh Jackman is playing it.
Why wouldn't he be?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any of this. I'm not a Deadpool fan. That's why I'm annoyed.
Deadpool's a member of the X-Men.
He's not even a mutant. I don't want to start doing this.
All right, well, he's been working with the X-Men over the past couple of movies.
That's true.
They've partnered up.
July 26, 2024, it comes out. We'll just have to see how it goes. I'm not looking forward to going to see this in the theater, but a bunch of guys talking all the time in the movie.
It's a good movie. You're gonna enjoy it.
It feels like a dude movie.
It's not what you think.
I'm a dude. Yeah, high five, dude.
You'll like it. I can't wait until we watch the first two movies in preparation for this.
I feel like
we have a call to make. Do you watch the original first movie or do you watch the sanitized version of the first movie?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
There's two versions of the first movie. There's a rated R and then there's a rated PG, I think.
I watched the one on Disney Plus. Is that one on Disney Plus?
I'm pretty sure they're both on there.
I watched the first one that comes up.
The PG one kind of borrows from Princess Bride a lot.
Can I tell you my preferred way of watching movies now?
Yeah.
I go to YouTube, I type in Deadpool,
yeah,
and then little Deadpool clips come up in different orders, and I will just watch a bunch of clips out of order until I realize what happens.
That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable.
But that's how I watch movies now. No. I watched whole movies like that, Mike. I watched the movie Passenger with what's his face and Jennifer Lawrence, the spaceship movie with them in it, and I watched that whole thing.
I mean, maybe that's an acceptable way to watch that movie, but like most movies,
it took me 3 days on the toilet to watch clips, and like I like it because I don't have to like make a commitment to watch a whole movie. I can just watch clips every once in a while, and then I get the whole movie. At some point, I will understand the whole movie. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like, oh, this scene must fit here.
Three days worth of not being able to feel your legs.
I don't sit on the toilet the whole time. I go to the toilet. I watch a few clips. I get off the toilet.
Oh, okay.
And then I remember that I went to the toilet for a reason, and I go back to the toilet. That's how it works now.
Right.
That's
how it works. Okay.
Deadpool trailer. I'm so it's going to make a lot.
Are
of
Are you excited?
No, I'm not excited at all.
You're going to get excited.
We have a summer movie, Mike. We have a summer movie. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
We have a summer movie.
Lastly,
we have a timeline for everything and how it's going to work from now on. I feel like this is the definitive timeline for TV shows and the movies. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
X-Men 97, I'm sorry, would be out March 20th, 2024.
That's right.
We've got Agatha Dark Diaries, late 2024, it says. I'm thinking
Agatha. It's got to be October. It's got to be October.
October. Yeah. Definitely October. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Captain America.
I'm looking New forward World. To that. She's a great actress. Yeah, me too.
February 14th, 2025. That's when Captain America comes out.
Okay.
We've got Daredevil, Born Again, sometime in 2025. I'm thinking probably March or April.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Marvel Zombies is to be announced. We don't know when that's
going to come out. Now, that's animated? It's going to be animated. It's going to be animated. Right?
Okay. 100%. Yeah. Yep. We've got Spider-Man Freshman Year to be announced. It's not announced.
No, they've renamed that.
They renamed it.
Did they rename it?
No, they didn't rename it. This is not the correct name. This is an up-to-date list, though. This list came out.
That's weird. Yeah, why would they be using the wrong name?
This list came out today. A couple days ago.
Because it's very, the name change is very important. That means that they understand their assignment.
Mm-hmm. Ironheart is
the new name is Spider-Man. What is it? Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's the new one, yep.
Something like that.
Yep. Ironheart is still on the table.
That's what we all want.
I don't think Ironheart's
not Ironheart. I don't care about Ironheart. Couldn't care less. Didn't need her in that movie.
Thunderbolts.
I was like, when you described Ironheart to me, I was like, that sounds super cool. But after seeing her in that movie, I couldn't care less.
I don't care as much. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts is still scheduled for May 2nd, 2025.
Okay.
Fantastic. Like, I don't know about this Thunderbolts movie. I will be very surprised if it comes out. Because we got a cast for Fantastic Four, which comes out July 2025, but nothing about Thunderbolts.
Yeah, well, I think they already like showed the cast, didn't they? Or
yeah, they kind
of. But there's been lots of changes.
What, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
I think so. Yeah.
So, and then we got Fantastic Four 2025, July 2025. Blade supposed to come out just November 7th, 2025. Yeah,
I believe it when I see it.
That movie's not going to come out. We've got Avengers 5 is supposed to come out May 2026. And then Avengers Secret Wars is supposed to come out May 2027.
I like how it's just Avengers 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer titled Avengers.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not
about Kang.
No.
What was it called? Kang something.
Kang Dynasty.
Kang Dynasty. Yes.
Man, this was. I mean,
that's Jonathan good. That's Majors. Good. That means that probably Deadpool and Wolverine's gonna put the nails in the coffin.
Let's not make definitive statements.
We don't I know what said probably. Do you understand what that word means?
I do. It probably is a dangerous word in and of itself. And then, of course, we've got the last one is supposed to be Armor Wars with Don Cheadle. I don't think that's going to come out.
That one could be interesting. But, yeah. I don't know.
Here's the one.
Where's the Spider-Man movie?
Nothing. Here's just nothing.
We all want a new Spider-Man movie. Where is it? Come on, guys. Get out on it.
Okay, here's my. I'm going to tell you right
street
now.
Street level. Everybody wants it to be street level.
I'm going to tell you right now what's coming out and what's not going to come out. Right?
Okay.
X-Men 97 is going to come out.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Agatha Darkhold Diaries is going to come out.
Right.
100%.
Agreed.
Captain America Brave New World is going to come out.
Definitely.
Daredevil Born Again is going to happen. 100%. Right? Marvel Zombies is going to happen. 100%. Spider-Man Pretty Neighborhood Spider-Man will come out.
1,000%.
Ironheart, they're going to can it. They're not going to do that.
Good.
Thunderbolts, I doubt it.
Yeah, seems troubled.
Yeah.
Beleaguered even.
Fantastic Four is definitely going to come out now. 100%, no problem.
Right.
Blade will not be released. It's never going to happen. Stop trying to do it again. Avengers
Stop 5. Stop trying to make Blade happen.
Avengers 5 is not coming out 2026.
Yeah.
Avengers Secret Wars will come out 2027.
Okay.
But we're not getting an Avengers movie 2026. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's not. Even if they wanted to, who are the Avengers?
Right.
Are you going to spend a whole movie gathering the team? That's going
to
take you
forever. That one would have to be called Assemble.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that, though. Avengers Assemble. I like that. Yeah. That's a great title for a movie. Mm-hmm. That's a great title for a new movie like that. But yeah, man, like, we already know that the CEO of Disney or whatever has said that he's not really feeling having all this stuff come out all the time.
Right.
We already know that.
Right.
We already know that they're going to kind of slow roll some stuff.
Mm-hmm. He wants sequels.
So, yeah, he wants sequels. And so they're going to look at all this stuff like Blade and be like, Blade's had trouble since the inception of that movie.
Right.
That movie.
Right.
Even though everybody wants Mahershala Ali to play Blade, everybody wants that to happen. It's not. And I don't know if Disney wants to make a gory Blade movie. I just don't.
Thunderbolts. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, like I just don't. If you're the CEO of Disney and you're like Thunderbolts versus Avengers,
yeah,
I don't know who Thunderbolts are.
Right.
I don't want to make anything new. Right.
So we're no, so give me let me get let me get this straight. We're making a movie about bad guys, not superheroes. Yeah. Why are we doing that?
It's a hard sell. It's a hard sell. So like Marvel fans, Disney Plus fans, you should not look past 2025. You got 2024, so who knows what's gonna happen in 2025, right? So like, just keep it like that for now. But you know, hey, here's what you should look forward to. You should look forward to us covering the Deadpool movies.
Yes.
You should look us covering the X-Men like you've never seen X-Men covered before.
How many times have I said X-Men are coming?
Well, the cartoon's here, Mike. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming.
Yeah. You should look forward to us just covering the shows. And then we've had special shows coming up, as always, and stuff like that. And, you know, we still need to watch some other stuff. We still need to, like, we're in the middle. We already did the X-Men, so we already finished that. Where are we missed something. I forget what it was. We were going to do something. We were going to cover the Daredevil shows. Wah!
Yeah, I don't think we got time for that.
Well, you know what, Mike? The fans need us to. Okay, if the fans want us, and listen, get on Mastodon if you want us to cover Daredevil.
We gotta do that. We gotta watch X-Men.
We'll find some time, Mike. We got the fans need us. But that is your news you can't use. Some good stuff.
Your toilet is going to be. You're gonna have to replace that after this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to like find some time. I don't know where I find time to watch shows. I don't know. I really don't know. Like tonight we have to watch Tournament of Champions. You ever watch that?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a cooking show with Guy Fieri.
Cool.
It's a tournament where they cook food and they have people compete against each other.
I got a question for you though. Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Is that still gonna come out? Is it still gonna be titled Secret Wars?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
What's it gonna be about?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like the thing is, and we'll wrap up with this. The thing is, Disney understands that new things get people excited.
Right.
And bringing back old characters that you don't care about, don't. And so we'll just see. But at the same time, the Marvel train was successful for a long period of time. And that train is still probably going to keep moving, whether people like it or not. We'll see. Yeah. And I do think there are some people on the internet who don't like Marvel movies who have used the fact that some of the shows and movies have not been received very well as a way to say that they're bad. And I don't think that's fair. And I don't think that's right. So we'll leave it at that. I am excited about Fantastic Four, but hopefully they do it right. We'll see.
Right. Okay. And next, we'll talk about which MCU shows should have been a movie.
Next episode, which MCU shows should have been a movie instead of a show?
Right.
I have not worked on my list yet. Mike, have you worked on your list?
I've thought about it. I don't have a list yet.
I have two shows I know should have been a movie.
Yeah, there's one that's totally for sure should have been a movie. And then there's some where it's like part of it should have been a movie, part of it shouldn't. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. For sure, Mike, lots to talk about there.
Yeah. So, Mike, how can our listeners get other people to be our listeners? How can they share the show with their friends and family or their enemies?
Yeah, see if you can write a review, however you're listening right now. Can you write a review? Mm. Can you give us a thumbs up? Is there a star that you can press? We know there's a share button. Go ahead and use that share button. Share it with everybody you know.
Share that button. Leave us a review. Tell people how you feel. We're on Mastodon. Get on Mastodon. Tell people how you feel about that.
We're on Threads too. Yeah, we're on Threads too.
Yeah, do that Threads action. All right. We got a lot of stuff going on. We really looking forward to having you guys, you know, be a part of our community and you know, sharing our knowledge, sharing our superhero knowledge. All right, Mike.
We already talked about what's next.
I know. I made a new word and it came out of my mouth that I was very surprised by.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Oh God, get me off this mic right now.